Word, 578. Please stand on the last verse of that hymn. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service, setting 3, page 184 and following. Insert for the day, readings are on one side, propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we live in a world where there are so many divisions, divisions that seem to be growing and expanding. Heavenly Father, we have lost the ability to communicate with each other. We are happy when these divisions end in breaks, because then we don't have to deal with the reality of our own sin. Heavenly Father, today, teach us by the power of your word, true unity in and through the humility of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Bless us with that, not only today, but each and every day that you grant us. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 578.
Thank you. Divine Service Setting 3, page 184, page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth?
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, pure, sovereign, and death, of our beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, and for a sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this den, by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This time I invite you to turn to the introit as it's printed in our bulletin insert. We'll sing it together.
Righteous are you,
your servant, according to your steadfast love.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, we implore you, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the 17th Sunday after Trinity is from Proverbs chapter 25. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, "Come up here," than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court. For what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver, like a gold ring or an ornament of gold, is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of a gift he does not give. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual printed on your insert.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their hosts.
The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 4. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you are called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel and Alleluias. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
One Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now he told a parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, give your place to this person. And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, page 192.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated for the hymn of the day. Number 557, Seek Where You May to Find a Way. Number 557.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation today, the epistle reading, Ephesians 4, 1 to 6. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, can't we just get along? How many times haven't you heard that in the last 20 years or so? Can't we just get along? Some of you will remember the first time those words were famously spoken. Gentleman by the name of Rodney King, in the aftermath of the LA riots from 1992. More than 60 people were killed in these riots. Some estimates 2,500 people were injured as a result of these riots. $1 billion in damage because of these riots. Why? Well, people didn't like the outcome of a court case. And they rioted. They rioted because of Rodney King and the verdict. And finally, Rodney King went on TV and said, "Stop it. Can't we just get along?" Think about our world today. How many times don't we think, say, or maybe even pray that we can get along? Divisions are everywhere. Black and white, rich and poor, conservative and liberal. And then from there you can make even more divisions. We have divisions in our politics. We have our divisions in our sports. We have our divisions on where we shop. We have divisions on what we drive. What we drink, Coke, Pepsi, oh no, I'll never talk to you again. Divisions are everywhere. They affect how we think. They affect how we talk. They affect how we act. These divisions seem to be growing. The divide between people seems to be getting deeper and deeper. How can we get along when we can't even sit down and talk? Or we can send an email or a text or a tweet or a Facebook post, but heaven forbid we sit down and talk to somebody one-on-one. Can't we just get along? My friends, God's word for today, Ephesians 4, 1 to 6, teaches us how to get along. God's word for today, Ephesians 4, 1 to 6, teaches us about true unity. That's what we're talking about here, right? True unity. And this true unity that is born from humility. Humility and unity, unity and humility, two sides to the same coin. What does God's word teach us about how to get along? I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in the manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Walk the walk. The Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. What calling have you been called to? Well, you have been called to be a child of Christ. A child of God. You've been adopted into the family of God. This is your primary calling. You are baptized. You are baptized into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is God's gift to you. This is God's call to you. He called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. As we have been called by God into the family of God, God says, now live in this new identity that you have been given. What does this new identity look like? With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Right smack dab in the middle of that section, as God is teaching us what this manner of walking should look like, is the word love. There is no unity without love. There is no humility without love. There is no love without humility. We have the picture, and more than the picture, we have the gift of the greatest picture of love and humility, all wrapped into one person, Jesus Christ. This is love. Not that you loved God, but that God loved us and gave His Son as a ransom for us all. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish, but have eternal life. God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5. My friends, the humility of Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, leaving His throne, taking on flesh and blood, making His dwelling among us, living under the law, paying our penalty for every time we have broken the law, bleeding and dying as our substitute, overcoming sin, death, and the grave. This is love. This is God's love for us. This is God's love for you. This is God's love for the world. This is the love that God has poured out into the waters of holy baptism. This love has claimed you and adopted you and made you His own, bringing you into His family. This is the calling, this calling of love that God has brought you in, into His family. He has made you new, a new life, a new creature. My friends, as God has made you new, He says, walk. Walk in this new life. Walk in this love. We don't know what love is apart from the humility of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How does God want us to walk? With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. To be humble is to think of others more highly than yourself. To be gentle doesn't mean to be a wimp. It means not flying off the handle and getting angry at the drop of a hat. To be patient means to take what you want and when you want it and take a step back for the sake of others, to bear with one another in love, is to show the same kind of mercy to each other as God has shown to each one of us. This is the Christian life. This is the Christian walk. And we live out this Christian walk, this Christian life, in the various vocations that God has placed us in. Our primary calling is the calling to faith in the waters of holy baptism. And now, where we live our lives in our vocations is how we live and move and have our being. Are you a husband? Be gentle with your wife. Be patient with her shortcomings. Love her sacrificially as Christ has loved you. Are you a wife? Submit to your husband out of reverence for Christ. Be merciful to him with his shortcomings. Forgive him as Christ in love has forgiven you. Are you a parent? Don't exasperate your children, but bring them up in the fear and nurture and love of the Lord, modeling forgiveness in the home, being a good steward of the gifts that God has given you, especially the gift of the Word of God. Brothers and sisters in the neighborhood, in the family, at church, cut each other some slack. If you have a problem with someone, go talk to them about it. Love. Encourage. Be gentle. Be merciful. And forgive. Forgive without conditions. Forgive with no strings attached. Because that is how God in Christ Jesus has forgiven you. God says, walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Pastor, all this sounds good, but the task is too big. The divisions are too great. You don't know what he did to me. You don't know what she said. You don't know what they posted. My friends, how can the divisions among us, in us, and throughout our world be taken away, be torn down, be healed and united? There's only one way. It's not who gets elected at the next election. It's not who gets the most likes or forwards on their tweets or posts. It's not how many people you can line up on your side. It is only as we humble ourselves before the Word of God, as Christ has humbled himself to win for us the forgiveness of sins. You see, the opposite of humility is pride. Division, all division, is caused by pride. Maybe it's a refusal to submit to the Word of God, thinking that you have better words than God does. Maybe the pride has manifested itself in wanting to take credit. I've got to make a name for myself. My friends, sinful human pride is never satisfied. Mick Jagger had it right. I can't get no satisfaction. That's the way the world is. That's the way the world of pride is. And that is why our divisions are growing and getting deeper. There's a word that floats around quite often online or in our media. If only I can be empowered. If my group can be empowered, then the divisions will go away. My friends, that's nonsense. The power to heal divisions is in the bloody death and glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ. The power for unity is in the forgiveness of sins earned by the Son of God, who humbled himself in our stead, who took our sins upon him, who pours out this forgiveness freely, willingly, and without conditions. My friends, God shows us what this unity is. He says, be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Notice what God doesn't say. He doesn't say, it's up to you to create this unity. No, we already have it. We already have it in Jesus. It's ours. It's a reality. It's a gift at the baptismal font. Unity in Jesus Christ. All we can do is mess it up. All we can do is cause divisions. All we can do is break what God has so freely given us. What does this unity look like? God gives us seven ones. Seven ones. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. These seven ones are the unity that we have in Christ Jesus. One body is the church. All of us who believe that Christ Jesus bled and died for us for the forgiveness of sins. One spirit is this Holy Spirit that is a spirit of unity, not the spirit of this world, which is a spirit of division. One hope. I'm but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. This is the hope that we all share, that life here is but a gift and a picture. Our true citizenship is in heaven. One Lord, the one Lord Jesus Christ, the one through whom we have forgiveness, life, and salvation. There is salvation in no other name than Jesus Christ. One faith. This faith is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't earn it. We don't deserve it. It is pure gift. It is the good news which heals all divisions and unites us as one. One baptism. One baptism, which is a baptism with water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But it is a baptism, as we confess in the Nicene Creed, a washing of renewal for the forgiveness of sins. It is new life. It is new birth. It is regeneration. It is this new life and calling that God has called us to. And one God, over all, in all, and through all. There's only one true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God in three persons in one God. God the Father, who says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. Come to me, all you who are sick and tired of the divisions and want true unity and true healing. Come to me, and I will give you rest. And what is this rest? My friends, God has seen our divisions and knows that they are all caused by sin. And so God sends Jesus to live and die and rise for you and for me and for the life of the world. Can't we just get along? Well, sadly, sin is real. But sin is not the last word, and division is not the last word. We have true unity in the humility of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as we hear His word and believe His word and live in this forgiveness of sins, we humble ourselves. We hear the word of God. We look around and we don't see our enemies, but we see brothers and sisters in Christ. And for those outside the faith, we don't see our enemies, but we see those for whom Christ has bled and died and need to hear the good news of salvation. My friends, may our unity and our humility be together in Christ Jesus our Lord. May God grant it for His sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our unity, our humility in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. There is no humility and unity apart from the new life that God has given us in the waters of holy baptism. It is this new life that we sing about and pray for in our offertory. Please stand as we sing. Seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. True humility for us and for our salvation. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the unity that is yours in the holy blood of Jesus Christ would be yours today and every day. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
This time we continue with the prayer of the church. Please stand. In addition to those prayer requests listed in our bulletin, we have one additional prayer request. We rejoice with Chelsea and Matthew Richardson as they were united in marriage yesterday. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the saints who offer here their worship and praise, that they would walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which they have been called, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church throughout the world, that she would be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Lord of the harvest to send workers into his vineyard, and for all pastors in Christ, that they would be kept steadfast in the word, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all parents, that they would love and nurture their children as our own Heavenly Father loves us and provides for all our needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Sunday schools and catechism classes, and for the teachers of these classes, that the Word of God would be taught faithfully, and that our children would grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the nations of the world, that those who have been placed into authority would serve with wisdom, seek to preserve life, and work for peace, for the benefit of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, suffering, mentally ill, the lonely, and the depressed, and for all of those who have requested our prayers, including Barb, Tom, Michael, Ron, Harlan, Dennis, Julie, Myron, Gloria, Lisa, Phyllis, Juliana, Judy, Jerry, Karen, Austin, Gerald, and all others who we remember in our hearts, that they would receive healing and patience according to God's holy will, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who mourn, that they would receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit and so rejoice in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have received the good gift of marriage, including Matthew and Chelsea, that they might be kept united as one flesh throughout all the days of their lives, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who receive the sacrament of Christ's body and blood at this altar, that they would be filled with his life, love, and peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
This time we continue with the service of the sacrament, page 194 in your hymnal.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy.
be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We sing the common doxology.
Seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. A couple of quick announcements. Kids, go and get some goodies, and we'll be back in here in about 5 minutes for our Sunday school opening. We are starting a new adult Bible study this morning, and so you'll have two opportunities for Bible study. We'll continue our look at the book of Romans in the fellowship hall. Today we begin Romans chapter 5, one of the most significant chapters in all of Scripture. Romans 5, that's in the fellowship hall. And in room 109, down the hall and down the hall, room 109, a new class of a summary of Christian doctrine. It's basically an adult confirmation class, adult information. And a review of the catechism, if you'd like, or if you're new to the Lutheran faith and want to find out a little bit more what Lutheran Christians believe, teach, and confess, this is the place. So that's in room 109. You're all invited for coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. Check out the Good Shepherd news and notes. All the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. There's an insert for the blood drive, Red Cross blood drive, that will be this Saturday, October 19th, 8 to 2. You can sign up online. Walk-ins are welcome. And that's this Saturday from 8 to 2. I think it's an open day for football, which everybody needs a break. After the bloodletting last night, it would be good to give a little blood. The Wisconsin fans and our one Minnesota fan disagree with that.
The University of North Dakota hockey team won 8-1 last night.
Well, I heard they had 20 inches of snow in North Dakota, too. So you got that going for you. We have a new Higher Things devotional booklet. Those devotions start today, so you can help yourself to those. They're in the back, and the new portals of prayer are out as well. Pastor, anything else? Vicar? All right. Have a great day and week in the unity and humility that is yours in Christ Jesus our Lord.